Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. The St. Louis Cardinals will be on the radio today. 100.3 Classic Country, to be exact. Cardinals going to take on the Marlins, and that's all going to get started at 11:55. Again, catch all of the Cardinals on KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies were in action last night. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
It was the best game of the season at the West Plains Civic Center as the Grizzlies fall by 3 to the 10th-ranked Moberly Greyhounds last night. The final was 69-66. What a game. The Grizzlies, at halftime, found themselves behind by a count of 42-34 with a late rally in the first half. In the second half, early on, found themselves down by 14, but rallied to make it a tie game at 61. Had a chance to take the lead, but couldn't convert, and it was Moberly holding on with some free throws down the stretch, and they win at 69-66. Great game last night for Urji Hunami for the Grizzlies. He had 17 points in his last regular season home game. Ryan Richardson, another sophomore, had 15, and 13 for Ethan Smith. Leading scorer for Moberly with 18 was Javaris Moye. So the loss puts the Grizzlies in the play-in game. That'll be next Tuesday. Now the only question is where. Saturday, the Grizzlies will play State Fair Community College at Sedalia. And the winner of that game will host the play-in game next Tuesday night. Last night, great game, but the Grizzlies come up just 3 points short to Moberly, 69-66. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Up next for the Grizzlies is a road game at State Fair with a tip-off of 7:30. That game will air on KDY 102.5. District boys basketball scores from last night. Class 1, District 3, Bunker over Couch, 72-49. Eminence defeated Lesterville, 61-41. The championship game will be played Friday night, 6 p.m., Bunker versus Eminence. And Class 2, District 2, it was South Iron over East Carter, 57-48. Van Buren over Ellington, 91-70. Championship game, South Iron versus Van Buren, Friday night, 6 p.m. at Ellington. Class 2, District 10, Norwood over Mansfield, 58-34. Hartville defeated Bakersfield, 60-31. Friday night at Mansfield, the championship game for Class 2, District 10, and it will also be Part 3 of Norwood versus Hartville. That tip-off is going to be set for 6 p.m. Class 3, District 10, Thayer over Licking, 57-50, and Liberty over Willow Springs, 64-60. Willow Springs was cruising up by 15 to start the fourth. Liberty outscores Willow Springs 30-11 in the fourth to get the win. Championship game Friday night, 6 p.m. at Houston. Thayer versus Liberty. Game will air on the Fox 96.9. And tonight, it's Class 1 District 2 girls basketball. Chadwick will play Couch at 6 p.m. and Bunker takes on Bradleyville at 7:30. All games are being played at Liberty High School. Class 2 District 2 girls basketball for tonight, Neelyville versus Van Buren at 5 p.m. and then Alton versus East Carter at 6:30. Games are being played at Van Buren. Class 2 District 10 girls basketball for tonight, Norwood versus Mansfield at 6, and then Fordland versus Bakersfield, 7:30. Games are being played at Fordland. Class 3 District 10 girls basketball for tonight, Thayer takes on Willow Springs at 5:30, and Liberty takes on Licking at 7 p.m. Games will be played at Kabul and will be aired, both of them, on KUKU 100.3. Class 5 District 6 boys basketball bracket is set. Games will be played at Webb City. Number 1 Springfield Central will play number 8 McDonald County at 7 p.m. Number 4 Webb City plays number 5 Hillcrest at 8:30. Number 2 Parkview plays number 7 West Plains at 4 p.m. That game will air on KDY 102.5. Number 3, Carl Junction, plays number 6, Willard, at 5:30. Again, all these games will be played at Webb City, and they start Wednesday, March the 5th, next week. Semifinals will be played on Friday, March 7th, and the championship game will be played on Monday, March 10th. That's Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee.